Wanting, written by Richard Flanagan and read by Humphrey Bauer. When Mathena accepted Sir John's hand and went onto the dance floor with the three other couples, there was polite applause. She felt hot. Her breathing was short. But the moment the music started, she felt in the centre of the world. She was vaguely aware of expressions of surprise at her accomplishment at the dance, and her steps grew more assured. After the lead couple, Mrs. Lord and Captain Crozier, performed the next set of steps, Mathena and Sir John and the other two couples repeated them. As the intensity built, Mathena began to introduce slight variations in her footwork, which became faster, more daring. Mrs. Lord, proud of her own abilities, ceased with the simple steps she had been leading with, and led with a complicated sequence involving some rapid step work. Captain Crozier looked shocked, and, though a fair dancer, only just managed to stay with his partner. But the Aboriginal girl repeated Mrs. Lord's steps perfectly, and then, to growing applause, went on to mesmerize everyone with variations on her footwork and body turns. And even Mrs. Lord halted for a moment to laugh and clap. Mathena was now so excited and so free, it was as if she were tumbling through clouds. It was as though she was approaching some truth of herself, and people were applauding her for it. Someone was saying that there were fewer than 70 of the original race left at Mr. Robinson's settlement. But the boat was rising up through her. She could feel the wind lifting and dropping her. Her movements were no longer steps or skips or slides, but something magical that had taken hold of her body. In the midst of the dancer's lively finale, Mathena realized she was no longer holding Sir John's hands, nor in step with anyone else, as she had so patiently practiced, but was moving to something more fundamental and deep-rooted than a dance invented 15 years before in Paris. Her cheeks were fired, her body liberated. Her mind had never felt so free of what she now knew was a strange fog that had lain upon it for as long as she could remember. And yet she did not sense the strange rupture she was making in the evening. Her eyes had never felt so sharp, so able to see and know everything. But she failed to notice the gasps, the shaking of heads, the angry and dark looks, as on and on she span and now jumped, as she felt not the wax with which the oak deck had been prepared, but the earth of Van Diemen's Land, as with two deft movements she kicked off her shoes and became a kangaroo absolutely still, except for its head, click-clicking around, then a stamp, two leaps, and she was flying. Everyone had stopped dancing, and all were staring. What on earth was the child doing? Who was this savage? Why was she still allowed to be on the dance floor? The band stopped playing.